This is at Coffee FM, it's your Ultimate Campus Radio, and it's part of our Eat and Succeed series. We're going to talk to Lizelle Snyman, a fourth-year dietetics student from the Department of Nutrition and Dietetics at the University of the Free State. And we are going to talk about home cooking and the benefits of a plant-based diet for students. Lizelle, what is a plant-based diet?
A plant-based diet is an eating pattern that focuses more on foods of plant origin. These foods include fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds, oils, whole grains, legumes, and beans. You don't necessarily have to exclude all dairy and meat from your diet, but the main food sources include plant-based foods. For example, the Mediterranean diet on the one hand consists mostly of plant-based food sources like eggs, fish, poultry, cheese, and yogurt a few times per week, and less animal meat and sweets. While on the other hand, vegetarian and vegan diets exclude mostly animal meat, fish, and dairy. The plant-based diet is high in fiber and offers all carbohydrates, protein, fats, vitamins, and minerals to support optimal health.
Will eating a plant-based diet improve my health?
Well, eating a plant-based diet increases the amount of fiber-rich foods you eat, which improves the health of your gut. This increases the absorption of nutrients, which improves your immune system, reduces inflammation, improves mental health, and sleeping patterns. You won't get sick so easily. You won't have to catch up on academic work due to illness. And in the long run, you save money on medical expenses.
How can a plant-based diet have an impact on my academic performance?
Well, students eat mostly a westernized diet, which includes takeaways, lots of fat, refined carbohydrates or starches, sugary drinks, and alcohol, which contributes to weight gain. It increases the risk of developing lifestyle diseases such as type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. This food intake that I've just mentioned can also contribute to a lack of energy and concentration. Eating a plant-based diet is a good choice, not only for your body but also for your brain. Studies have shown students who eat a more plant-based diet have higher energy levels, better mental health and brain function, and improve academic performance. There is a strong relationship between academic performance and mental health. Students may experience stress, depression, and anxiety due to high academic workload, a lack of sleep, and low energy levels, which may be lowering motivation and influence the ability to do well in tests and assignments. Thus, following a plant-based diet improves academic performance and support the brain health.
Lizelle, I'm wondering, how can a plant-based diet support weight loss?
Gaining weight happens when you eat more food than you are burning the energy you gain from the food. To be able to lose weight, you have to eat food sources that add bulk and weight but provides less energy. For example, vegetables such as cucumber, baby marrows, pumpkin, celery, sugar snaps, and tomatoes are almost entirely composed out of water, which increases bulk and weight, but not energy. By eating a large bowl of salad will fill you up, but will provide less energy. The plant-based diet is also high in fiber, which keeps you fuller for longer, so that you don't overeat. Furthermore, we have good bacteria in our gut that use fiber as food. The breakdown of fiber by the bacteria in your gut forms fat molecules, which are absorbed in our bloodstream and send a signal to the brain that you are full. This results in weight loss.
Now the next question, how much fruits and vegetables should I eat in a day?
You can eat between 5 to 6 portions of vegetables per day and 2 to 3 portions of fruit per day, depending on your age, your gender, and activity levels. One portion is equally to 1 cup of raw and 1/2 cup of cooked vegetables, or 1/2 of your plate should be filled with vegetables. A fruit portion is the same size as a tennis ball or your fist.
What are the benefits of eating enough vegetables and fruit?
Vegetables and fruit are packed with vitamins and minerals, which support your immune system. Thus, you will not get sick easily. Also, try to eat the skin of the fruit and vegetables, where possible, to give your body the extra benefit of the fiber. Research indicated that diets rich in fiber reduces your risk of developing type 2 diabetes and heart disease later in life, compared to diets that include less carbohydrate-rich foods.
Now, a plant-based diet also includes whole grains. What exactly are whole grain foods?
Whole grains are brown starchy food like all bran cereals, brown rice, oats, and brown and whole wheat bread and whole wheat pasta. Whole grains are the simply grains that still contain the bran part. It's like the hull or the outer layer of the grain and the inner starchy part. Whole grains are high in iron, magnesium, phosphorus, selenium, vitamin B's, and fiber. Fiber keeps the gut healthy and regular and protects against constipation and colon cancer. Good advice is to include whole grain starch portions as large as your fist daily in most of your meals.
How often should I eat legumes?
You may eat legumes 2 to 3 times a week, especially at the beginning of following a plant-based diet. If you are not used to eating legumes, start slowly by adding small amounts at a time to your meal to give your gut time to adapt. Also, wait a day or two before you eat legumes again.
What are the benefits of eating legumes?
Legumes are a wonder food. You may add them to dishes to improve the nutritional value of the meal. Lentils, dried beans, and pulses are some of the food sources that are neglected because people don't like the feeling of being bloated or many associate it with being poor. Legumes like lentils, beans like black beans, red beans, white beans, and pulses are rich in fiber, contains good quality protein, vitamins, and minerals. Thus, legumes will keep you fuller for longer, support weight loss, increase gut health, and support the immune system. Also, it will save you money because lentils, beans, and split peas cost less than meat.
Now, do I need to include nuts and seeds in my diet?
It is very important to include nuts, seeds, and dried fruit in your diet, especially when you eat a plant-based diet and when eating less animal sources of protein. Nuts and seeds provide omega-3 fatty acids, which are essential for brain health and vision. Omega-3 fatty acids is a family of polyunsaturated fat associated with health benefits and reduce inflammation in the body. Food sources may include sardines, walnuts, and flaxseed oils. It will increase concentration in class and improve eyesight, which will improve academic performance. Nuts and seeds also provide fiber, antioxidants, vitamin E, B vitamins, and various minerals which support optimal health.
Lizelle, nuts and seeds are very expensive. How much do I need?
You only have to include small portions as snacks or add to salads or smoothies to have the benefits. You only need a portion size of nuts as big as a matchbox and a teaspoon size of flax seeds or chai seeds 2 to 3 times a week. Another more affordable option that provides the same benefits is peanuts or peanut butter. You can add, for example, 1 tablespoon of peanut butter to smoothies, cooked oats, or whole grain bread.
Will I be able to meet my nutritional needs if I only eat plant-based whole foods?
By including a variety of these plant foods in your diet, you will be able to meet your nutritional needs because they are high in fiber, vitamins, and minerals, as already mentioned. You consume less energy when you consume fewer fats, thus promoting weight loss and building immunity.
Nowadays, the new trend is plant-based beverages like soy, almond, coconut, rice, or oat milk. What is the difference between a plant-based beverage and just plain old cow's milk?
Thank you, Gerber. I'm glad you asked this question, because recently a lot of people drink or use plant-based beverages in smoothies and recipes. There is a lot of controversy around this topic. Is it good or bad for your health? So let's examine the difference in the composition between cow's milk and plant-based beverages, leading to the benefits and disadvantages. Cow's milk, Mars, cheese and yogurt provide high quality protein and important micronutrients such as calcium, potassium, phosphorus, iodine, vitamin A, B12 and B2, all easy absorbable. According to the South African guidelines, you should include at least 3 servings of dairy per day to meet your calcium needs of 1000 mg per day for young adults. 3 glasses of cow's milk will provide 900 mg of calcium per day. Plant-based beverages are fortified with calcium but can be considered the same amount of calcium as in cow's milk, but the substance that is added to the fortified beverages may interact with the food composition. This may influence the absorbability of the calcium from the plant-based beverages. On the other hand, if you look at the composition of plant-based beverages, it does not contain high-quality protein or the nutrients provided by dairy products. There is also a bit difference between protein, fat, and carbohydrate contents between cow's milk and various types of plant-based beverages, such as coconut milk that has a larger portion of fat than soy milk or almond milk. There is also a difference in sugar content. They may add sugar to some of the plant-based beverages to taste, whereas cow's milk contains lactose, which is the natural sugar in cow's milk. If you want to replace cow's milk with plant-based beverages, you should remember that they differ considerably in composition. This may also result in a lack of important nutrients that are only provided by cow's milk. Please remember, plant-based beverages are expensive compared to cow's milk. Drinking cow's milk will provide all the important nutrients you will need to support health, increase energy levels, and academic performance.
What additional supplements do I need to take when I follow a plant-based diet?
Keep in mind that a plant-based diet with no animal products may lack vitamin B12. Vitamin B12 is produced by bacteria in the large intestine of animals and humans, but not absorbed in the gut. Vitamin B12 is exclusively provided by animal protein. Due to contamination or fermentation, only small amounts of vitamin B12 are provided by plant-based foods. Vitamin B12 is essential for optimal health. Therefore, take a vitamin B12 supplement on an empty stomach for better absorption. On the other hand, if you include fortified cereals or fortified beverages like fruit juice and plant-based beverages in your diet, it won't be necessary to take a supplement. Fortified foods will provide sufficient amounts of vitamin B12, but keep in mind to check the nutritional labels on products to make sure that a product does contain vitamin B12. If your diet doesn't provide sufficient amounts of vitamin B12, you may need a multivitamin supplement, which you can buy from your local pharmacy.
So the bottom line, following a plant-based diet, is it cheap or is it expensive?
You will be surprised. A plant-based diet is more affordable than you think compared to a westernized diet. I will provide you with a few quick tips for affordable plant-based eating. Firstly, rather use dry beans instead of canned beans. Dry beans are cheaper than canned beans. You may cook beans for the whole week in one day. Keep it simple. For example, a healthy meal includes a grain, that's cooked brown rice, a green like baby spinach or avocado, and a bean like chickpeas or any type of bean. Plan your meals. This will help you with preparing the meals and making a shopping list. This will help you save time so that you will have more time for academic or exercise. Buy some food in bulk. That can be stored for a long time. For example, brown rice, oats, lentils, beans, nuts, and seeds, when budget allows that. Don't forget to look out for specials. compare prices between supermarkets. Each cent counts, but do not spend possible savings on transport when going from shop to shop. Grow your vegetables if you have space. Tomatoes, spinach, and herbs grow well, and you only need a small space. By growing your herbs, you will save money on seasoning, and you can also dry your herbs for later use. If you are a meat lover, you can use half of the meat portion and add lentils to the meat dish. This will bring down the cost of the meal by a third. This is another money-saving tip.
Now, I decide to follow a plant-based diet. How do I start?
Let us be practical. If you decide to go plant-based, you don't necessarily go vegan or vegetarian unless you want to. Each one of us differs. Some can go without meat and have their reasons why, while others will struggle to go without meat. Step 1. Take small steps at a time. For example, have a meat-free meal or even a day. Step 2. Replace white bread or white rice with a healthier option, for example, whole wheat bread, brown rice, or brown pasta. For breakfast, add some nuts and seeds with fruit to your oats. This will fill you up and provide enough energy for class. Step 3. Think differently about meat. Eat smaller portions. Use it in salads or as a garnish, but remember the main part of your meal should be plant-based. Step 4. Fill half of your plate with various vegetables to make your plate look colorful. Include at least 2 to 3 portions of vegetables in a day. Step 5. Go for green leafy vegetables like spinach, kale, broccoli, and lettuce. Use it in salads, stir-fry, or recipes. Step 6. Include small amounts of legumes like lentils, brown beans, and pulses in your diet, as I explained earlier. The ideal is to have legumes at least 2 to 4 times per week, but please start slowly to avoid bloatedness. Step 7. Include healthy fats like canola or olive oil, nuts, olive seeds, and avocados in your diet. You may eat it as a snack or a salad. Step 8. I know we all like something sweet after meal, but rather eat fruit for dessert instead of eating a baked pudding. Think about a nice juicy peach or grapes or a slice of watermelon or a crispy apple or a juicy orange. You can make an incision into a ripe red apple and cook it in the microwave for approximately 4 to 5 minutes, depending on the microwave. Ripe apples form their own sauce. Sprinkle with cinnamon for a healthy hot dessert. This will satisfy your sweet cravings and is also nutritious. Step 9. A plant-based diet may introduce you to new foods and flavors. During your first week, you may explore and decide which foods you would like to eat and include those in your diet, but also be on the lookout for new ideas. Step 10. In a restaurant, you may want to have a look at their vegan or vegetarian menu. Try those meals and decide for yourself if you would want to incorporate the recipes at home. Search on the internet for similar recipes. Step 11. Make healthier choices even if you have to consider a budget. For example, buy vegetables and fruits in season because it is available at lower prices and more affordable. Buy vegetables and fruits at fruit markets or grocery stores and compare prices. When buying vegetables and fruits, look at the color, the firmness of the skin, and the weight of the fruit or vegetable to ensure it is a good quality. Learn to look at the colors of the fruit and do not squeeze each one to test for ripeness. Fruits can be frozen and used in smoothies or enjoyed with yogurt. Vegetables can also be frozen and used later in dishes. Step 12. If you want to make lasagna, for instance, you may substitute half of the mince with 1/4 cup of green or brown split peas or lentils. Also add some vegetables like mixed vegetables or carrots. You can slowly increase the plant proteins in the lasagna. Before you know it, you will eat more plant-based foods.
Lizelle, if you have to say in short why I should follow a plant-based diet.
To conclude, the basis of plant-based diet is mostly vegetables, fruits, whole grains and legumes. It is important to include enough plant-based food sources in your diet to build immunity, protect you against chronic diseases, improve academic performance and mental health, increase energy levels and support optimal health. Thus, you will visit a doctor or clinic less often, save money on medications, and have more energy to spend on academic and gym or sports. You will have a stronger immunity to fight against COVID. So take small steps, make informed decisions, and incorporate a plant-based diet in your lifestyle. If you have any questions regarding plant-based diets or recipes, please phone us at the Department of Nutrition and Dietetics, the University of the Free State at 051-401-2894 or email bango.pj@ufs.co.za or visit us on Blackboard under Eat and Succeed. Thank you for the opportunity to share this information with you.